seem to jump back into the spotlight. What's going on here?
Well, he can't be out of the spotlight, and he's clearly decided that bad publicity is better than no publicity. And so he did something, when you think about it, we're so inured to what Donald Trump is about to do that if you step out, what he did today was kind of amazing. It wasn't really treasonous, but it sort of felt sort of that way. I mean, calling on the Russians to release documents and breaking to, or presuming they have them from Hillary Clinton's server, it's just mind-boggling, frankly. And if it was done in a normal political year, it would be a career ender, but that's clearly not the case. And so what he's done is he's stolen the spotlight, and now the Democratic Convention is on a lot of screens, the small screen, and Donald Trump is the big screen.
You agree, Amy Walter? Donald Trump stolen the spotlight?
Well, you know, this convention tonight was already going to be focused on national security. And there's been a lot of talk, both in conservative media, and we talked about it too, that with all of the crises going on around the world, and it seems like daily or weekly attacks in Europe, that the fact that, this convention has not yet brought that up has been glaring. And we now know we have Leon Panetta tonight. We're going to have the president talk about this. Those issues were already going to be in the fore. But, you know, the question with Donald Trump, look, I completely agree with David. You know, there's now an emoji going around. I don't know if you've seen it that goes like, like, does it matter? What does this mean? And on the one hand, you would say that absolutely, that would be a career ender. This is the end of a campaign. This is where, right, you're talking about temperament, et cetera. On the other hand, you have a candidate in Hillary Clinton who has problems with emails, and the issue of a server being hacked is a real big deal, and having the focus once again on Hillary Clinton's email server and its vulnerability is not good for Hillary Clinton either.
But, Mark Shields, tonight we have the President of these United States. We have Joe Biden, his vice president. We have Tim Kaine, who was just nominated this afternoon to be vice president. Right. Is it possible, really, for anybody to steal that spotlight?
Well, I think Donald Trump has absolutely dominated the story for the very simple reason the Republicans have enjoyed, historically and recently, an advantage over the Democrats on national security, sort of national muscularity issues. And in a time, as Amy described, of increasing